my teams. I will not tolerate toxic behavior. Full stop. Toxic behavior creates a negative environment where team members feel disengaged, demotivated, distracted. Toxicity erodes job satisfaction and employee loyalty. In life, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you tolerate. And I, Stefan Hohmeister, do not tolerate toxic behavior in my companies. Full stop. I'm running two companies. I have founded or co-founded these two companies. And in my teams, I will not tolerate toxic behavior. Full stop. It is one of the two invisible red buttons in me that, if pressed, make it hard for me to stay calm. I simply hate it. I hate it when team members behave in a toxic manner. And I hate cynicism, which I perceive as pissing on opportunities. Both behaviors disenable. They prevent teams from achieving the success that they are capable of. They prevent them from achieving the result that their effort and performance actually deserve. And that just pisses me off. Please apologize, my French. Please apologize my maybe a little bit unusually direct language today. You can feel and see, at least when you know me already, when you've listened to a few podcasts or when you and I have had the opportunity already to collaborate in one of our more than 700 projects, and you know me, you know that this topic makes me emotional. You can see and feel that today's Lightwolf podcast, entitled No Tolerance for Toxic Behavior, Setting Clear Boundaries, is very close to my heart and close to my personal principles. Look, to put this into perspective, do I think it's okay to once in a while make a little cynical comment or a cynical joke? Maybe once in a while, so be it. Do I make mistakes? Absolutely, yes. And have I made mistakes that probably have pissed off my own teams? Yes, likely, yes. Ask my team, and I always encourage them, to be honest. I'm human. I make mistakes. But that's not what we are talking about here, to make an occasional mistake. This is much more about a pattern of behavior. And you can either tolerate it or not. I personally believe that having clear, strong personal principles and then setting the boundaries, defining what you tolerate and you don't, is so incredibly important for success, for fulfilled lives, for growth, for performance, you name it, right? It's so important for teams, for strategies getting executed, for the right people getting promoted and the wrong ones not. It's just so bloody important. I love it. I just love it when teams achieve much more than the sum of their individual contributions. I just love it when teams make 1 + 1 = 11 or even 111. And I've been there. I've been in such teams when 1 + 1 suddenly is 111. Because every single one is building, not only building upon each other, people are not working next to each other or with each other. People are working for each other. They have each other's back. But that requires trust. And trust cannot grow if there is toxic behavior. I have zero tolerance for that toxic behavior that gets in the way of my teams to give their best and to perform at their peak. Here are a few reasons why I believe toxic behavior should not be tolerated. Including you. You should not tolerate toxic behavior. A few key reasons. Decreased engagement, productivity, and performance. Toxic behavior creates a negative environment where team members feel disengaged, demotivated, distracted. This results in a decline of overall productivity. Missed deadlines, poor quality work. When employees are constantly engaging in gossip, bullying, they focus less of their attention on tasks and success and more on fighting these toxic dynamics. Another one is high employee turnover. A toxic work environment pushes high-performing employees to leave, and the best ones leave first as they seek healthier, more supportive work cultures. Toxicity erodes job satisfaction and employee loyalty, leading to higher employee turnover rates. This not only disrupts team cohesion, but also increases recruitment cost and training cost for the company. And it just hurts morale. Hurts morale of those who stay. And here we go. Third point. Damaged team morale, damaged collaboration. Toxic behavior erodes trust and damages relationships within teams, leading to poor communication and poor collaboration. When team members feel unsupported or unsafe, they are less likely to contribute ideas, less likely to help others, and less likely to work together effectively. Over time, this weakens the overall team culture and stifles innovation. Quick, simple question as a poll that I'd like you to please join. Please have a look at the show notes. Please click just yes or no. One click, please. Do you experience toxic behavior in your company? Yes or no? Please join the poll. Let me share two own experiences and examples from my corporate career where toxic behavior, I think, was at play, and both times to the best of my abilities, I intervened because I just don't tolerate it, full stop, even if it damages my career. The first one happened to me in one of my three employed roles when I had hired a great manager from another continent to come all the way to my continent where I was living to run a new function that I was creating that hadn't existed in my company before. And as this young man just starts up and tours Europe, I was responsible for 22 European markets at the time and was about to travel to one market, all of a sudden, and all excited and nervous, my PA comes into my room and interrupts my meeting and says, Stefan, we really have a problem. I think you have to come and know this and intervene. So I went out and I saw my new hired employee all in a nervous situation, very frightened and scared. And he said, look, I've just wanted to say hi and say hi and bye. And I'm on my way to one of the markets. And then a senior manager in our own company got physical, took my arm and turned me around and sent me back and preventing me and forbidding me to travel to the country that I was about to travel to tomorrow morning. And I said, okay, this is absolutely unacceptable. I went to see that man, interrupted his meeting and asked him to come and see me right afterwards. And I then asked him why he had done what he had done. I asked him whether he was aware of the impact that his behavior was having on that individual who I was lucky enough to be able to recruit into our company. I think it was only then when I stopped him that he started thinking. He was nervous as well. He was starting to think and then agreed with me that my team member would still go to that country and fly as planned the next morning to that country in Europe and do his country visit to offer help. Because he was great at helping the gap that we faced all over Europe. So I just intervened. I asked, I confronted, and I ensured that as planned, my team member visited that other country the next morning. Was that easy? No. Did I enjoy having that conversation? For sure not. But today, I am so happy that I have had that conversation. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to look into my own mirror. So I'm glad I had that conversation. And the second example from much earlier in my career, I was with my first employer. I had my first business with about 280 million euros of responsibility, 6 brilliant people, leading to brands in the German detergent market, doing well, growing. Everyone, business was growing, brands were growing, people were growing. And I ran my first big annual meeting. I have a controversial, admittedly controversial innovation idea, but I was ready to present it, discuss it, and argue for it. 25 people in the room. Last into the room comes our general manager and sits down. And as he sits down, he says, and Stefan, just to make sure that you get it before we start this meeting, don't you dare, Stefan, don't you dare to present this bullshit of innovation number one. This is the stupidest idea I've seen in a long time in this company. Unquote. 25 pairs of eyes turning my way. Me not feeling particularly amused, getting a little bit frustrated and angry. But I was trying to keep my anger down. And I responded, dear general manager of mine, if you could please do me one favor, please, for the next 15 minutes, just shut up and listen. And I will explain to you why this innovation idea that you don't like is probably among the top three innovation ideas across your entire brand portfolio of more than 50 brands in your market. Probably one of the top three ideas to invest behind because you want return on investment. So please listen to me. Let me explain what happened. In the next moment, those 25 pairs of eyes turned away from me, turned to my general manager. And I need to add that this is not the tonality that I typically would use because I find it disrespectful, my own tonality. But I also intuitively felt he's bullying me in front of everybody, and bullies need bully back. And have a guess how my general manager responded when I said these impolite words. He just leaned back, smiled at me, and was very silent. And then he listened. We still had a good conversation and discussion afterwards. I felt heard. The discussion was good. But up until this very day today, I'm also pleased and relieved and at ease that I did not just give in and tolerate this. Did I risk a lot in that moment? Yes, I did. Probably I risked to be fired the next morning, but I was not fired the next morning. And now, looking back, I'm just so pleased that I did not tolerate this behavior. Yeah. So these are my two own really experienced examples. I invite you to be courageous. It's your life. It's your career. You need to choose which risks you take and which ones you don't. But I'm so glad now that I pushed back. Yeah? And I've also brought three different tips for you, how you might deal with toxic behavior if it occurs in your work environment. Number one, foster open communication and psychological safety. Leaders should create a culture where employees feel comfortable voicing concerns, offering feedback, and speaking up about toxic behavior without fear of retaliation. Having regular check-ins, having anonymous surveys, having an open door policy can help you identify toxic behavior early in your organization. A safe space for candid discussion allows for timely interventions before toxicity escalates. I would still recommend that you turn those people coming to you towards the people that they complain about, because I'm also convinced before talking about others, we should talk with others, including people who behave in a toxic manner. So send them back and ask them to talk with people on top of talking about people. But please also encourage them to speak up if they feel powerless and if they are scared to open their mouths. So tip number one, foster open communication and psychological safety. Tip number two, model positive behavior and set clear expectations. Leaders like you and me must consistently model the respectful, inclusive, and professional behavior that we expect from our teams. You and me, we should model and role model solutions focus, growth mindset, and we should set clear expectations for workplace behavior, communicating values around respect, around collaboration, and enforce a zero tolerance policy for toxic actions like bullying, gossiping, or undermining others. Full stop. You get what you tolerate. And tip number three, address toxic behavior immediately, consistently, and fairly. When toxic behavior surfaces, leaders must act quickly and impartially to address the issue. This includes having difficult conversations. This includes offering constructive feedback. And this includes holding all employees, regardless of their rank, accountable for their actions. Addressing toxicity early can prevent its spread and shows the team that such behavior will not be tolerated. So, in summary, my three best tips for you, for leaders to prevent or stop toxic behavior. Number one, foster open communication and psychological safety. Two, role model the right positive behavior and set clear expectations. Enforce a zero tolerance policy to toxicity, full stop, because you get what you tolerate. And three, address toxic behavior immediately, consistently, and in a fair manner. By maintaining transparency, reinforcing healthy team dynamics, responding promptly, you and I and any leader can significantly reduce or prevent toxic behavior in their companies and in their teams. I hope this gives you some idea. It gives you maybe one little tip that you can use, apply, and just make a habit, if you choose so, to help create a well-led world, in this particular case, to help preventing or avoiding toxic behavior. If you do like this Lightwolf podcast, then please subscribe to it right now so you don't miss any new episode that is published once a week. It was great having you on the show, and I really look forward to next time. Thank you, and see you soon. Stefan.